Hello and good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm back with my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. I'm so excited to be here. I slept as good as a bunny in a hibernating bear den, but I'm so excited to be here and talk. And I guess to start off, I have some songs that are going to help me regain consciousness. So up first is Come Out and Play by The Offspring. I've known this song for quite some time, and it is quite reliable. So excited to be here, and I'll just get started.
Gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey!
The man, you're disrespecting me.
Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Separated.
Hey! Man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Mess around with you. Before we go, I stepped over everyone I know. Everyone I know. Everyone.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Okay, so now that I'm conscious, those are just some songs I've been playing to reacclimate to LaTuff's environment. You know, I'm not even going to check how many listeners there are because, you know, I'm not, you know, this kind of goes into my theme of like, I'm really not into numbers right now, other than them being a universal language, if you will. But, yeah, just to speak into the void a little bit, that was Come Out and Play by The Offspring, Fritz's Corner by Local H, and Drums by the Nova Twins. Come Out and Play, my dad used to play me this song like growing up, and I think it was quite formative. And yeah, ever since then, I've just like needed really loud music to kind of crack through my body and make space for my feelings. And then Fritz's Corner, there's just this loop of like, I'm always ashamed and that's the way to be. And it's like so true, but I'm not always ashamed. Super proud of myself all the time. But, you know, walking around Tufts and just, you know, thinking about all the decisions I used to make. You're not supposed to know anything when you're 19. And I've given myself that grace, if you will. But I really like that song right now. And then Drums by the Nova Twins. I actually got to see them while I was abroad. And it was my first like solo trip ever. And I went to this concert by myself. And they mean a lot to me. And also my inner child, just watching like two black women on stage, like being super alternative and cool and awesome. And people to look up to. So that meant a lot to me then and does now. And anyways, those first three songs are kind of like, you know, what I think of as like, you know, a protective cloud I wear about me in my headphones as I walk around campus so as to not let too much stress permeate my brain. And also, you know, I feel like this is a very comparison heavy environment. And one thing about me is I'm focused on me, myself, and I right now. There's just so much that, you know, to hold, for me at least. And speaking of holding things, I slept pretty mid, not well, but that's okay. I kept waking up and I was like, I missed my radio show. Excuse the gaffes, no stress needed for any listeners right now. Like, all good, I'm here. But yeah, I had last year, okay, well, last year I was interested to see what I was doing at this time. Fully had COVID, fully was in isolation, a little bit, not rock bottom, but definitely not mountaintop. So, yeah, but I'm improved and I'm grown and I'm here and I'm really excited to be. And yeah, I think for the rest of this set, it's a little bit more of those songs that, you know, once I have cracked open my sphere or whatever, and, you know, there's sound able to get in. These have been some songs that have, you know, for the past 7 months, I've been like traveling and adjusting to change and not being with family, not being with friends, seeing what's real, seeing what's not. And these are kind of like, I guess, songs that I constitute the soundtrack of that. So yeah, up next is a song by The Breeders. I really like it. It makes me feel cool. And yeah, I'll be back with some more interludes. But until then, enjoy the tunes.
I
Okay, that was Doe by The Breeders and How Can You Be Sure by Radiohead. And yeah, just real quickly before we get into the next songs, which I would describe as my favorite songs to stare at the ceiling to for the past several months. They really just do something for me. But How Can You Be Sure by Radiohead was on my playlist. I had this playlist before I went abroad to Amsterdam that I made like 8 days before I left, and it was called No Expectations Nat, and really good playlist, but anyways, I just tried to fill it with songs that really grounded me, and grounded me in the fact that I don't super know anything about what is going to happen next. I can predict some things, and I can have, you know, goals or whatever, but I really don't have control, and that's kind of a nice feeling to surrender to, I guess. So yeah, How Can You Be Sure? I actually can't answer that for you, but maybe you can think about that throughout your day. Anyways, up next is Piedmont by Destroy Boys, and Is It Really You by Lowe's. So, you know, if you are able, or, you know, staring off, glazing over, this is, you know, kind of how I listen to these songs. Anyways, hope you enjoy. Yeah, and here is Piedmont.
Glass
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed those songs. That was Piedmont by Destroy Boys and Is It Really You by Loathe. So hopefully someone out there is nostalgic for memories they haven't had or has collided like two stars. Anyways, it's time for a PSA. I don't know that I'm legally obligated to do anything more than just vibe, but in the studio, that is. But I guess on the note of PSA, I don't really know. I loosely fill this time with important messages, like maybe keep an eye out for the Black Maternal Health Conference and registering for that. I'm a volunteer for the conference, and it's a really meaningful, initiative. So if you haven't registered, definitely highly recommend. And there's a great program. Additionally, there was just a really devastating earthquake in Turkey. And if you can donate, I believe like the currency, like exchange rate, like, you know, $1 is like a lot of, you know, in Turkish currency. So thinking of them as a well. And I guess, you know, just to read a PSA from the book of PSAs that I'm supposed to read PSAs from. This is Numbers to Think About, Prescription Drug versus Medical Marijuana Deaths. All right, so the number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose of prescription drugs is approximately 54. And the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history would be a whopping zero. So, that's my PSA. And yeah, before we get into the next songs, thank you for listening. I don't know why that felt kind of vulnerable, but I don't know. If like you looked inside my mind, would there be a lot of screaming and cars crashing? What do I know? Actually, I know a good amount about myself. But anyways, I guess I'm guilty of wanting to be listened to and understood. But I think for a lot of my life, music has been the most tangible way to express emotion. I also was, you know, on Sunday diving deep into my mom's Facebook instead of doing literally anything else that was, relevant for the week. But you know what's always relevant? Reflection, working on yourself, thinking about yourself, forgiving yourself. So I was looking, I was a musical theater child, if you will. I had big dreams, but I am an Aries, so if I can't do something perfectly, especially as a child, I just have to quit because I will not be caught lacking in that way. I was looking at my performances and getting all like the amount of yearning I had as a 12-year-old was impressive, honestly. Just watching those performances and knowing like the person singing, you know, was me, but also a really unconfident and unsure version of myself. And also made me realize, like, I don't know, I was kind of singing low-key. Like, I don't know, I really put my heart on the stage, and that was so cool to watch. And I've always loved being really, I guess, vulnerable in that way, because, like, what more is there to do with our time on Earth? Or at least for me, that's how I think of it. And I like putting as many cards and words and sentiments on the table, because I've also been grappling with the fact in my, I guess, neuroscience classes, recently learned that there are about like 200 billion cells in your brain, and there are about 200 billion stars in the observable universe, or some cool fact like that. But really holding the fact that as much as I spill out about myself, there's still going to be so much that maybe I won't even get to in my lifetime, and I won't be able to explain to everyone perfectly. I don't know. All words are super welcome, and, you know, everyone is just trying to do their best every day. And looking at my past self and knowing I was also trying to do my best every day. But, yeah, there's no need to be embarrassed about how it looks, because I was a child. Anyways, sorry, I had therapy yesterday. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Actually, I do, because it's my radio show. Anyways, I love the song that's coming up next. It is so, I listened to it a lot when I was in Amsterdam. And I think I manifested that nothing is going to change my world to this song by accident. But, you know, what a good thing to manifest, to just kind of be stuck with, not even stuck. I'm just super committed to exploring and understanding myself through sound and, like, you know, other things that bring me joy. Any hoodles, this is Across the Universe, you know, by the Beatles, but Fiona Apple did it better, dare I say. So, yeah.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Nothing's gonna change.
Okay, that was Across the Universe, covered by Fiona Apple. I don't know if anyone else has a little tear in their eye, but the amount of times I listened to that song, like biking somewhere in Amsterdam, just letting the wind fill my eyeballs and pretending I was crying, but also just that song means so much to me and just like the point I was at in my life. And just being at the whim of everything felt so wonderful. And I'm really thankful for my time in Amsterdam for a number of reasons. But, you know, before I went abroad, I wasn't necessarily struggling at Tufts. Like, one thing about me is I always hold it down. I handle things. But I just, again, going back to, like, this fixation on comparison that I just noticed, and, like, you walk in the campus center and everyone's just talking about school, and I work in the campus center, and, you know, goodness gracious, I just feel like there's more life. Also, I don't know. There's definitely an alarm going off. One thing about me is I have at least 8 alarms to wake up. Otherwise, I simply won't. So I'll worry about that later. But anyways, that song means a lot to me, and I hope it means something to you and your day now. But, you know, it totally doesn't have to. And yeah, so up next is another song I found this summer, and I like it a lot because I think it kind of holds the absurdity of things that I think about a lot. It's kind of dizzying and disorienting to, you know, simultaneously be so infatuated with the endless possibilities of life and how there's so much ahead of me that I can't predict. And then also being in a very regimented routine with, you know, just a bunch of rigidity. And, you know, I don't know that I'm built that way anymore. I think about, like, the forces and things that got me into Tufts, and, you know, I think it was a lot of self-sacrifice in a way that I'm not really into anymore. But, yeah, success is relative. I'm doing great in my own way. And, yeah, just know that, like, comparison is not a true perception of reality. I love saying this. And more often than not, you're right where you need to be. So, yeah, here's Breathing by Kate Bush.
Gets inside, ooh, through her skin. I've been out before, but this time it's much safer in. Last night, in the sky, ooh, such a bright. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, that was Randy Described Eternity by Built to Spill and Breathing by Kate Bush. I wanted to play the Built to Spill song closer to the end because it ends with, I gotta be perfect from now on. I gotta be perfect starting now. And now I have to start the rest of my day. Excuse me. I have to start the rest of my day. I have lab after this, so gonna enjoy it so much. But anyways, this has been Nat from Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And gonna get into the last songs here. Thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot to me. Every single person that's listening is part of the reason why I got out of bed today and also why I was so excited to wake up. So thank you for being part of that. And I hope everyone has so much patience and kindness towards themselves today. And you know, I have so much love for humanity. So inherently I have so much love for all of you. And it means so much to have friends and family supporting as well. I'm, you know, as much as I'm kind of scared for the rest of the day, I'm so grateful to be here. This last song, my uncle recently passed away, and I'm not sure if he ever tuned into my radio show, but he loved reggae, and I'm scared of today, and this song helps me not be scared of the days ahead. So here's Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.